1. The name Gothic is political, in that it refers to a body of people, the Goths, who laid waste to Rome. 2. Temples in ancient Greece are also employed rectangular spaces, but the overall effect had austere tendencies. 3. When the ancient world is understood in a very general way, it can be quite adequate to call the architecture of Greece and Rome generically classical. 4. If the stone came from a long way away, then we know that either there was an efficient transport system or that the stones were very special and worth a great deal of effort. 5. Cities are more crowded, more polluted, and more stressful to live in than any other kind of man-made environment in the world, but they are also where the smartest people want to live. 6. In the mid-18th century, Baroque architecture was at its most sumptuous and exuberant, and the architectural setting has a part to play in indicating the status and aspirations of its inhabitant. 7. For a long time, the world's attention has been focused on the megacities, and the old-school megacity pioneers, London and New York, are the subject of endless meditations on the future of the city. 8.
There is a great deal of architecture around, from the recent and distant past around world. And one of the things that complicate architecture is that it can be significant to us in a variety of different ways.
9. An increased demand for residential properties in central London has speeded up these changes since 2003. The West End has lost around 180 square meters of office floor space as developers turn offices into flats. 10. Although most of these landmarks have been carefully studied and researched by scientists and historians, some are simply so old, incomplete, or obscure that we still don't know very much about why they were built or what purpose they served.